We're going back for one final time in this programme anyway to the local elections of 2024, and as we said, the final three candidates of the 33 who were elected to Kerry County Council were elected at around about 20 past 10 last night in the Killarney Sports and Leisure Centre. It was Dan McCarthy, independent, Teddy O'Sullivan, Casey Fine Gael, and Padge Foley, independent, first time candidate running out of Killorglan and managing to win a seat on Kerry County Council. He's with me on the line. Padge, good morning to you, and listen, congratulations on a brilliant performance, really, starting at a standing start and pulling a seat out of it.
Well, I'm just in shock, really, Jerry, you know, and I'm very emotional at the moment, like, you know. I just can't believe it, you know what I mean? I just can't believe it. I decided to run about a month ago, like, you know, and I didn't really have any campaign or anything like that, and you know, no money and no kind of, you know, people starting off to help me and stuff like that, and you know, so to be where I am at the moment was unbelievable, like, you know.
How much did you learn on the journey, Padge, about what it takes to get out there and talk to people and get things going?
Well, what I learned on the journey was that canvassing is good, yeah, but the most important thing is to just, you know, work within your, you know, working within the community for years and years and years. It matters way more, I think, than just canvassing, because between yourself and myself now, like, you know, I didn't actually do any canvassing, you know. I only did a small bit, very, very small bit, because my auntie, who's like my mum to me, you know, she fell there 3 weeks ago, you know, and she broke her hip and her arm, you know, so I've been in and out of the hospital with her every day, like, so I didn't get time for canvassing, you know, that kind of way.
It took a lot of your time. So you're saying the community work, the years of work that you've put in with different organisations in Killorglan really stood to you in this campaign?
Well, it did, yeah. And, you know, it's just, but I had no idea that people would vote for me either, do you know, kind of way. For me, I love this town of Killorglan. It's my life, like, you know, and Lone Rangers and the community and everything. To be honest with you, I don't have anything, you know. I don't have anything, but, you know, like, I have this town, and it just means everything to me, you know, and I've gone through some desperate, you know, times in my own personal life, like, you know.
Yeah.
But how I found out, you know, that what was actually helping me is when I could go out there and help the community, you know. And that was the only, like, there was a time in my life, that was the only time that, you know, if I helped the community, I could actually feel better about myself. It was the only thing making me feel better about myself was doing community work, you know.
Yeah.
And it's the best way to get things done as well, you know, with no money, you know.
And are you going to bring that, Padge? Like, are you going to bring that sort of element of it to the role of being a councillor, do you think? Helping your community, which is the job of a councillor.
Oh, it's everything. I'm filling out. I'll still be sweeping the streets, you know. I'll still be doing my community work, you know. And I'm always here in town, you know. And, like, you know, I suppose it's just something I like to do anyway, you know. Even if I didn't get elected, I'd still be doing it. You know what I mean, Jerry?
Yeah, it's your passion, I suppose. And
But the thing we've forgotten here in life, like, is that, you know, to help someone, you know, or help someone and get absolutely no reward for it or no media attention or anything like that, that's true giving, you know. That's what we've forgotten in life, you know. And by doing that, it's actually a great way to help yourself as well, you know. And that's what I've discovered in this campaign train, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
You know,
for your
and like
health.
I was nowhere there yesterday in the, you know, in the ballots, like, you know. And I had about 300 votes, you know. Next thing, the Killorglan ballots came in, you know, and I was sitting down. I was completely stressed out, like, you know.
Yeah.
And when the ballot started open, all I could hear was Foley, 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 and it was like my head was spinning. Like, I just couldn't believe it was happening. Like, but the town really got behind me, you know. And I'm just, like, for years and years, like, I've always said that I love Killorglan, but, like, that day there yesterday, I got a letter just saying, basically, that we love you too, do you know what I mean? And that means so much to me, do you know what I mean? It just means so much to me.
What was the moment like last night when it was finally declared you were a councillor for the next 5 years?
Do you know, I thought I was going to faint. I was there for the last 3 days, you know. It was like, oh my God, it was like a month inside there, because we had the recount and everything.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing about it was that I didn't know what was going on. Like, there was all these transfers and these kind of conspiracy theories been, you know, talked about and everything, you know, and next thing your man read it out anyway, and then I knew I was getting elected, and it was just relief, shock, every kind of emotion, you know. It was surreal.
Yeah, absolutely amazing and brilliant stuff. And look, it's going to be another learning curve for you now, getting used to being a councillor, Podge, but you, as you said, you'll bring that community focus to it. Congratulations, it's a brilliant performance and a real adventure lies ahead.
Yeah, it's a miracle, Jerry. It really is. It's from where I was a couple of years ago, but I'm telling you, you know, house repossessed, everything broke. You know, like, you know, completely depressed and everything, wandering around life, doing nothing, you know, like, just wondering, you know, what life was about, like, to this now.
Did you ever think, Podge, that you would have gone from that to that moment last night at 20 past 10 when your name was being called out as being a councillor, one of 33 people representing your area in the county?
Well, you know, I didn't, to be honest with you. You know, I didn't even... You know, when life gets you really down, like, you know, you can't really see a future in it, like, you know. So, like, you know, for the time there, I just kind of living day to day and stuff like that, like, you know. But I always had my football and I always had my community, you know. And and that kept me going, you know, because, like, without my life and my community, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be here, I'd say, do you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what kept going. So
you know. But look, I'm just delighted we did it now, like, you know. I was buzzing last night. It was just the happiness of the people, and the messages coming in that people were just saying, "Look, Podge, we know you're mad, like, you know, but we're delighted for you. We're delighted you're going, like, you know what I mean, like, you know."
Well, listen, it's brilliant, so Podge, and congratulations, and well done. It takes a lot of bravery to go on, put yourself out there and put yourself up there for election, and it's worked out well. And look, enjoy the next 5 years, and we'll talk to you again, no doubt.
Jerry, so, man, bye. Best of luck. And thanks again for everyone who voted for me, and, you know, and look, I'm just going to do my absolute best for everyone, all right?
Brilliant stuff. Podge Foley, independent councillor on Kerry County Council, with us there on the line talking about the dark days he's had and the moments he's had where he was left with nothing, and to go from that to being elected to a Kerry County Council, 33 councillors yesterday, that's some turnaround, and putting it all down to community and the town of Killorglin and how they have backed him over the last number of years and over the last couple of weeks, really.